Isaiah chapter 1, if you will, and the 16th verse, Isaiah chapter 1. The immediate context is where God has told the children of Israel that their worship is most unacceptable to him. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red, like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's a powerful message. Again, let us remind ourselves, to whom is it addressed? God's covenant people of Israel, who are very religious and very devout, observing this Sabbath, calling that assembly, offering sacrifice, attending the temple, and yet God abhors what they bring and what they do. Why? Your hands are full of blood. In verse 15. For in the sanctuary, the temple, they appear most pious, but in their own lives, in their dealings with other people, they are as vile as any pagan. And so we come to the solution. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Now we know that actually only God can cleanse a heart. And yet God here is calling his people to put off that which would make them and render them unclean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Stop doing what you have been doing. Repent is a word not in the text, but which might well be employed to explain what God is telling them to do. If you would come before the Lord your God, you must want to please him, not with the piety and the religion and the ritual, but with your entire life. God is looking for a religion of the heart, not just an outward conformity, a formal religion, a ritualism, there in body but absent in spirit. These evil things which God hates, the true worshipper must not do. Learn to do good. Doing that which pleases God is something we must work upon and develop and learn. It is not natural to us to be so or do so. We are naturally rebellious. We are naturally evil, we are naturally corrupted. We must learn to do good. We must learn to please Him. To go against our nature. We must seek that which is fair. Again, here is a people whose observance of ritual cannot be faulted, but for the fact it is artificial and not in keeping with the way they live. God here is interested not in the Sabbath day, but the Monday morning, the Tuesday afternoon, the Wednesday night. Rebuke the oppressor. Not only must you not oppress, but when you see those who do, you rebuke. The oppressor usually is in a position of power. They are usually the folk we like to keep on our side. But God says, rebuke the oppressor. The fatherless, the child with no father to speak up for him, to provide for her, defend them. And the widow, without the husband, perhaps in a precarious position with regards to property. She, you must defend. Her case you will plead when she is unable. Those who would seek to worship a good God, a faithful God, a just God, a righteous God, must learn to desire that which he desires, and he would desire fairness and equity. Verse 18 is intriguing. Come now, let us reason together. How can we reason with God? Let's sit down, let's talk. Let's get this out into the open. Let me tell you what's on my mind, and you can respond. Your sin is like scarlet. Your sin is red as crimson. It stands out. It is bold in its offensiveness before me. I cannot ignore it. It is always before me. It is vile. And I cannot turn to it a blind eye. That's what it is, but I will tell you what it will be. What you will be. White as snow. As wool. Now we know, even if Isaiah didn't, that God was speaking to him of the gospel. Temple ritual could not make one clean. Having a great track record when it comes to being a social warrior cannot cleanse the heart. But God, from ages past, planned the gospel. And here is God's people Israel, meant to be a light on a hill, though actually they're little better than the pagan folk around them. But God is sharing with them His wonderful excitement of the means which He has prepared to cleanse and sanctify even this people. As well as the pagan Gentile people as well, who would also be washed white as snow and become as gentle and beautiful, and as soft as wool. And yet the people were to be willing and obedient. When God says, let us reason together, he's not saying, well, I'll give my point of the argument, and then you give your point of the argument, and then we'll have a vote on the... There's none of that. When God says, let us reason together, it's God telling us the truth. And then you can choose to obey or disobey. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, that is the alternative, you shall be devoured by the sword of judgment. The Babylonians are going to come. And if as a nation you continue to reject my words, to ignore the prophets, to carry on with your religious games while trampling the weak and ignoring the poor, then from the very land you will be exiled. We know what happened. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Is that good news or bad news? Well, the Bible tells us good news. But it always is followed by the alternative. Accept Christ, but if you don't, you'll spend an eternity without him. You can accept his life, or you will die. And so Israel here is to choose. Will they be willing and obedient and enjoy all the benefits of that, or will they refuse and rebel and accept the inevitable judgment? For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. It is unalterable. It is said, it is written. The promise is made. The deal is on the table. The time is coming when all sin, when sin will be dealt with. But until then, will you obey or will you not? What we have this evening is the antidote to verses 10 to 15. God rejecting their warning. And the two remedies here which are offered is number one, live a life which is acceptable. And number two, anticipate with me the coming of Messiah, who will deal with sin once and for all. We know more than Isaiah knew. We are a blessed people.